l'kemosa, like he bent down in order not to try and touch hahot, is it for begarmo? He broke his bone when he was trying to do this. Izomasha Ashmadoi said, "Hainu d'stil." That's what the pasuk says. For loshen rako tishpagarim, like a soft tongue breaks the bone. Like he wanted to be nice, and he broke his bone. Chozio samia devikotoi b'yurcha. He saw a blind man that was lost in the road. Askel yurcha, so he put him back on the right road. Chozio ravo devikotoi b'yurcha. Then he saw like a drunken man that was lost in the way. Askel yurcha, he also put him back on the path. Chozio chedvosa, he saw like a wedding. Tevi komachti, that they were very happy there. Lo ubochi, and he started to cry. Shemiel hu gavri, heard a man, tevi komo that was saying l'yushpecha, that he was saying to a shoemaker, Ovid li misani, make me a pair of shoes. L'shev shoni, that should last for 7 years. Achich, and he left. Gemara later will explain all these meisim. Choz yehu kismo, then he saw a kiss, and a person does like a kismo, like a magician, like a magic. Tevi kosoyim, that he was doing his magic. Is achach, he started to live. Kimota lehosom, when they reached Yerushalayim, le'ayin legabei. They didn't take him to Shloimoi, to Shloimoi Melech, le'ayin legabei le'shloimoi at los in Yoimi. They first waited 3 days until they brought Ashmedoi to Shloimoi Melech. Yoim Akama, the first day Amalu, Amai loika boili Malkot Legabei. Like, why doesn't the king want to see me? That's what he asked. Is Amalai Ansiya Mishte? Because you drank too much. Shokulavinto Aisre Achavrata. So what Ashmadoi did do, he took one stone and put on top of another stone. Also, Amalai Lisham, they went and told the Shtem Melech, Amalu Hochi Amaluchu, this is what he's saying to you. Hodor ashki means let me drink more. L'machar omlu v'maila kaboyli l'malkos. The second day, Ashmedoi said, how come you're not taking me today to the king? Omlu lei ansiya michlo. You should know you're not taking today because you like ate too much. So the same thing. Shaka levinto mechavot. He took off the stone from the other one. A nice fire. You put it on the ground. Also, omlu the shlema. They went and told Shlema Melech what Ashmedoi did. Or Malohin, Hochi Yom Chodit, we're telling to you, Negidi Minei Michla. Like, keep food away from me. L'Soyf Tlos Nyom, at the end of 3 days, Ayla L'Kaimei. Then they finally brought him in front of Shlomo Melech. Alright, stop here. You were holding off Samech Chesam Abeis. We're in the middle of the story now. When Shlomo HaMelech went to build the Beis HaMikdash, again they needed the Shamiro, so he went to get the shade Ashmadoi to find out where he could find it. In the meantime now, we're holding that Binayahu already captured Ashmadoi. He was the king of the Shadim, and he's in the middle now of bringing him back to Shlomo HaMelech. So from the second, third line, it says that while they're walking back, it says that Chozda Samyo, that Ashmedoi saw a blind man, Tevi Kotoi B'Yurcha, was getting lost on the way. Askel Yurcha, so Ashmedoi was nice to him and put him back on the right way. Chos the Rava, Tevi Kotoi B'Yurcha, he saw then a drunken man that was also lost on the way. Askel Yurcha, he also put him back on the right road. Chos the Chedvosa, Tevi Komad Chilo, he saw like a wedding, a chasna that was taking place. Everybody was very happy there. Bocha, so Ashmedoi started to cry. Shemiel, the Mor will soon explain all these mice and why, what happened, why it took place, like why he did these things. Shemiel Gavri heard of a man, Tevikomali Ushfacha, he was telling his shoemaker, Ovidli Mesani Leshev Shani, like make me a good pair of shoes that should last for 7 years. So Ochich Ashmedoi started to live. Chos Yehu Kismo, he saw a person of Kism, that means a person that does like Kishuf, magicians. Is the heavy kisoyim that he was making his kishuf, his ochach, and Ashmedoi started to laugh. Kimot alhosim, when they finally reached by Shlomo Melech, when Ashmedoi was brought by Shlomo Melech, le'ayin legabei the Shlomo atlos in yomi. They did not bring him into Shlomo Melech the first 3 days. For 3 days he had to wait outside. Is yom makamas of the first day omalu, Like Ashmedoi said, how come the king does not bring me to him? Omale said back to him, Anse Mishtei, that he became like he drank too much, he was like Shikha. Rashi says, Shosahar, he drank too much. Too much. So therefore, Shoka, what did Ashmedoi do? Is Shoka Levinta, he took one brick, and put it on top of another brick. So also the Shluchim came, Omrule Lishlema, they told Shlema what he did. Omalu, so Shlema said back, Hoka Yamuch, we know what he meant to tell you. Hoder Ashkuya, let him drink more. Lamacha, the next day, the second day, Omalu, Viamai Laka Boyli Malka Lagabei. Again, Ashmedoi complained and said, how come the king, Shlema, how come he's not bringing me to him? Omrule, they said to him, Anse Michla. So what, he ate too much, he's too full today, he can't take you. So now, Ashmedoi, what did he do? Shoka Levinte Mechavrito. He took the brick off the first brick, and the Isfari, you put it down on the ground. So also they came, Omrule Lishlam, they came to tell Shlomo Melech. Omrule, he said, Hochi Yomelechu. This is what Ashmedoi means to tell you, that Negidi Minei Michlo. Take away the food from Shlomo Melech. So a Kopon, what happened was, Lesoif Tlosi Yom at the end of 3 days, they brought Ashmedoi in front of Shlema. Shokel Kanyas Ashmedoi took like a reed. O Moshech Arba Gamidi, that was 3-4 amas long. The Shoda Kanei threw it in front of Shlema Melech. Omele, he said to him like this, Michti, ki mayes ugavra, like when you Shlema is going to die, lest le bahadi nao melech dalet gamidoi, gamidi. All you're going to have in this world is just your dalet amas. In other words, where are you going to be buried? Hashta, now that you're alive, Kavishta Lukulialmo, you're like the Melech over the whole world. Fulay Savat, and you're not satisfied that the Kavashta Namaludidi, that you have to capture me also. Like Ashmedoi was complaining, how come you had to catch me? How come you took me here? So Omalay, Shlema said back to Mishino, Loi Kabina Minoch Midi, I don't want you, I'm not catching you because I want you. But rather, Bino the Ivnai of Beis Hamikdash. I want to go build the Beis Hamikdash now. For Kami Boyli Shamira. I need this worm, Shamira, that could break the stones in order that I could build the Beis Hamikdash with complete stones. That metal does not go on. Omalei Sashmadoi said, Yishnola Didi, Loi Mosali. I don't have it. It's not by me. But Lesora Diyama Mosali. Hashem gave it over to the Sar, to the head of the ocean. The Tsar, the head of the ocean, only gives it over to a wild chicken. So it says like a woodpecker. The Mehemalei Ashvuasa, and the woodpecker has to swear back to the Tsar of the Yam that he would not give it to anybody. Well, my heaven day. So they ask Ashmedoi, like, what does the woodpecker do with the Shamira? So it says, Mamtile Latura de Lesbo Yishuf. He goes to a mountain and nobody lives there. O monach lo ashinu the Torah. And he puts this Shamira like at the tip, the edge of the mountain. O poka Torah. And it breaks the mountain. O manket maisi bizroni miloni. Then it go take seeds of trees. For shad yihosam, and he throws it there like the cracked mountain. And therefore the tree starts to grow up. V'yavi yishuv, and then people could live there. Like it breaks and starts to grow there. That's the way they make a yishuv. Final the Targumina, this is what the Targum says, Nogatura. Like on the Pasuk, talks about this type of a bird, the Targum this says, Nogatura means, he's like the Nogar, he's like the carpenter of the mountains. He's the one that makes the mountains into a yishuv. So what do they do now? Bodko Kina the Tanagurla Boro. Shlomo Melech now look for the nest of this woodpecker, the Islay Bini, that there are children, he has children there in the nest. They covered it over now with white glass. So Kiyosa, when the woodpecker came back, he wanted to go in to see his children. He couldn't go in. So what they do? Ozal Aisi Shamira. He went and got this Shamira from the Tsar of the Yam. The Aisve Alave, and he wanted to throw it on top of this glass, like to break the glass. So right away, Shlomo, whoever was there, the Mishliach that was there, Ram the Bekel, they gave out a big shout. So the bird got scared. Shadya, he dropped it. Shapnik, so the Shliach went fast and picked it up. Ozal, Chonak Nafshay. So now the woodpecker swore that he lost. His Shamira, so he went and choked himself. Ashvua said, because he made this Shavua to the Sar Shayam, he would not lose it or give it away. So now, Omalei b'nayo, my taima, so that's the way finally Shlomo Melech got the Shamira to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now b'nayo started to talk with Ashmedoi, with the king of the Shedim. Is Omalei b'nayo, my taima, what's the reason? Ki chazise luhu samo, tevi kotoi b'yucho, asikte luyurcho, how come when you saw the blind man on the road, did you bring him back on the right road? Like the Chur Kash was this Ashmedoi, the head of the demons, he doesn't do good things. He's a demon, he's a shaitan. The day you said this would give you serum to people. Salkamir did something nice. Omalei, he said that Machruz Legrikiya, they pronounced in the Shemayim that the Tzadik Gomer, this person, the Tzadik Gomer, Oman the Yogur, the Nichnash, he does something good to him. Yishino Zochel Yamul Yossi, he'll be Zochel Elam Abo. That's why Shemadoi did this, he should be Zochel Elam Abo. Well, my time, what's the reason that Ki Chazis Alu Rabba, when you saw the drunken man on the road, the Kator that was lost, B'yuch on the road, Asikte B'yuch, how can you put him back on the right road? Or Malays, he said, Yishno Machra Zalei B'rikiya, the Rosh HaGomeru. In Shemayim, they pronounce that this person is a real Rosh. For Yehovah Le'nichon Avshei, and I'd want to do something good for him now, Ki Hecha Delichla Li'alma, that he should use up all his merits in this world and have nothing left in the next world, and just go to Gehenna. My time, what's the reason? Ki chazisa luched b'sa bochis. When you saw the wedding that you started to cry. Omele, he said, boi meimis, gavra b'goi tlosin yaymin. You should know the person there, the chosin is going to die in 30 days. O boi minta liyibum, koton, atreisa shonen. And she, the wife, is going to have to wait 13 years until the younger brother grows up, until they'll be able to make yibum. So for that, he started to cry. And my time, what's the reason? Ki shemaite lehugav, when he heard them in, to yomalei liushvecho, when he spoke to the shoemaker, and he told him, ovedli misan leshef shonen, he asked him, like, please make me a good pair of shoes that last for 7 years, achichas, how come you left? Omalei, he said, that you should know, hahu shevi yoimi les lei, this man's not going to even live 7 days, and misan leshef shonen boy, and he wants to get shoes for 7 years, that's not a joke, he started to live. My time he asked them, what's the reason? Ki chazisa lu kismo. When you heard the man that was doing kishuf, magic, devi kosoyim, achichas, how come you left? Omele, he said back, tohu yoseva vegaza de malka. This man is sitting on top of a treasure, like underneath him is buried a treasure of a king. Len lekisim, my dika tusai, he doesn't even know what's doing underneath him, like he is supposed to be like doing this kishuf. He does not even know what's doing underneath him. So Gemara says, Tarchi Gabei, they like kept him, they still kept Ashmedoi. So Rashi says that Shlomo Melech still held on to Ashmedoi, Adibni al Beis HaMikdash, until they were building the Beis HaMikdash. Yoy Mechada one day, Havi Koy Lechudei, they were alone, hey, Shlomo Melech and Ashmedoi was together. Omalei, so Shlomo Melech said, you should know, the Pasuk says, Kisoyafos Reim Loi. Or maybe it means that the Ashmedoi said to Shlomo. The Pasuk says, Kisoyafos Reim Loi. Rashi says, Makodesh Baruch Hu, Yesh Loi Toyafos Reimim, Lime Shachoso, Lipor Peronius Mishachusoi. That Makodesh Baruch Hu has tremendously strong things, that's Kisoyafos Reim Loi. For Yamrin and Ashmedoi said, we hold what's on the Pasuk, what's called the strong things? That's the Malchi Hasharis. And Rain, that's the Elo Hashadim, Nizbe Shadim. Because we are very strong. So Shlomo Melech said, Myru Vasaihu, like Rashi says, Nishtabach Kodesh Baruch Bechem, what's so great about you that Kodesh Baruch is Meshabech with praises with you? So he said, Nigmaru Vasaihu Minon, or Malay, Sashmadoi answered back, Shekoil shel shilta minoi, take off these iron chains that you put on me. Vahavli is kasecha, and go give me your ring. V'achvlecha, then I'll show you my strength. Ruviyosa, I'll show you my strength. So Shlomo Melech listened to him. Shakle l'shel shilta minoi, took off the change off him. V'yoyevle azikten, he gave him the ring. Is right away Baloi, so Ashmedoi swallowed up Shlomo Melech. Oisve lechad gapa, now he put one wing for a kiyah, that touched the Shemayim, Ulechad Gapa Baryan, the other wing, was touching the earth. And Paskei Arba Mea Pasoi, he was like Rashi Dachu, he was like pushing him 400 Pasoim. So that's what Ashmodai was doing to Shlomo Melech. And Alihi Shosa, this time, Omer Shlomo, that's what Shlomo Melech said in Kehelis. Ma'is Rim Liyodo Mekola Omole Shiyoma Tachrash Hashomish. So that's what Shlomo said, Ma'is Rim Liyodo, what is it worth for a person, Mekola Omole, all his work, Shiyama that he works, Tachat Hashemish under the sun. In other words, can I get the strength of this Ashmodai? Then another pasuk says, "V'zeh hoyichelki mekol amoli." This is my portion of all my work that Shlomo HaMelech said. So Mora says, "My v'zeh." What does it mean? This. So it's machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel, Chadam one says matlo hestef, the Chadam agumdoi, like his apron. Hoy maaser ala psochim. Now Shlomo HaMelech, we used to go around to all the doors, kol eched demata, wherever we would reach, and we would say, "Ani kehelis." He used to be the king of Yerushalayim. In other words, Mashmad, there was a little bit of Ashmadoy, the shade was still in him. So he used to do these things. Kimoti Garbis Sanhedrin, when he came in front of Sanhedrin, Amru Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said like this, Michti, Shaita v'chodim milzalei sarach. If a person does something foolish, like to become a fool, we could see it's not just one thing he does. He has to do a few things. If it's only one thing he does, he's still not a shaita yet. So, so they wanted to check him out to see if Shlomo HaMelech was a shaiter or not. Like, did something really go wrong with him or not? So they sent to Benayo and asked him, "Kaboy loch, Malkul Gabay, does the king come to you?" Amrulay, he said no. Shochulu Machusra, she went to the queen. Kosi Malkul Gabay, does the king come to you? Shochulu in, she said yes. Kosi, so Shochulu Rabbanan sent back to Nesto, Bitkul Vikarya. Check out his feet, like to see if his feet looks like demon. Is he still the shade with him or not? Shochul is sent back to Muki Kos. He comes with me with stockings, but I can't see his feet. For Kotovolhu, he comes when she's in Ida. For Kotovolanamela Basheva, he always talks about his mother Basheva. As you the Shlomo, in front of they brought Shlomo Melech for Hovula, and they gave him Azaksa v'Shoshulta. They gave him the chain and they gave him the ring. The Chokokoloh chain that had Hashem's name on it. Kiyael, when he went in, Chazio Ashmadoi saw him. So Parach, he ran away now. Ashmadoi now ran away from Shlomo HaMelech. So now, Shlomo HaMelech came back to normal again. Even so, Hevelei Bisusi Mineh, he was still like frightened from him. Lionel just said, that's what the Pasuk says. Hini Mitosa Shalosh Lainoi, Shishim Geborim Sovelo Megabar Yisrael. Kula machuze cherem malum de mechoma. Yishchaba ayirechay mi pachad baleilos. From being afraid at night time, he was still afraid. There was still fear there. So the machloek is now Rabbi Shmuel. Chadam one says Melech v'hedyet. That true, first he was a king, Shlomo Melech, but then after this mice, he remained a hedyet. He did not become a king again. Or some say at least he wasn't a king the way he was before. The Chadam one says no, Melech v'hedyet to Melech. But true, he lost himself in between, but then he came back to be the Melech again. So the kids, this was the Maestro Ashmadoi, like through Shlomo Melech 400 mil away, and then he had to walk back. So when he was walking back, that says us, he was Master Malapsachim. And that's right, he said that all he had left, all the work that he did, he only had this Makkah left. In other words, when he was walking back, then he was like thrown away from his Malchus. So all he had when he was walking was just his stick and his apron. And that's the machlekes, when he went away from his malchus now, did he get it back again or not? Alright, now we'll go back to again, different type of refuas, for different type of medicine, for different type of sicknesses. The pshat from all these gemaras, all the chazal is teaching us the chokhm of the tenoyim, that the gemara, that they knew this chokhm of refuas, they knew exactly how to heal different type of sicknesses. Even though some said lemaisa, these refuas, these medicine is not applied as man is there today. Some said because our body changed already a little bit, so the refuas, the Gemara says, are not really ply bizman hazeh. However, it's still here to show us the greatness, the chokhmah of the chachamim. Gemara says now, ledom of the reisha, somebody has like blood coming out of his head, is blood rushing from his head, is lacy, he should take shovina, the type of a cedar wood, he should take obino. Rashi says, Arova, that's willows, The Asiyodoro, another type of something called Rashi Hadas Halach, means the white wet hadasim, the zeis and olives, the chilfo, or Rashi Tifsofo H, another type of a tree, the chilfo diyama, another type of something that grows, the yivla, Rashi also min asif, for the shkalin, let them cook up all these things, badi adobi together, for lintel he should take, tolos meya kosi, ahani gisa, he should pour 300 cups of this stuff on one side of the head, the ratio, or tolos meya kasi, ha gisa the ratio, he should pour 300 cups on the other side of the head. Vilay, if you can't do this, lacy bere chiura, let him bring a white rose, tekoi bechadora, that all the leaves grow on one side only. Velishkla, let him take it. Velintoil, velishkla, he should cook this up. Velintoil, let him take shishin kasi, 60 cups from this stuff. Ahai gisa on one side of the head, the ratio. Veshishin kasi, ahai gisa the ratio. 60 cups on the other side of the head. Now, let's lichto, that's a shot like a migraine headache that bothers you on only on one side of the head. Lais, let him take tanagurla bora, a wild chicken like we said, a woodpecker. Velishkla, let him shecht it. With a white coin, with a white silver coin. Ahu gisa de kaivle, on top of his head, on the side of the head that he has the headaches. Then is doi midomi, but he should be careful from the blood that drips down, to let the saminuliena should not make him blind. Felistle bisaifu de baba, then let him hang this woodpecker on the doorpost like. The chiyayah, when he comes in the house, chayibay should bump into it. The chinover, when he goes out, chayibay should bump into this dead woodpecker. Then the Gemara says, Levruchti.